You're listening to KRUULP 100.1 FM, Voice of Fairfield, Iowa. This is the No-Fi Field Guide. Right now, we are listening to Copernic, spelled with K's.
Registering here. Shout.
When you talk, he hears on the other side.
The other side of what?
Of the store, or whatever it is, of the house.
Speak a little louder, please, until you, when you talk, that you see that little red thing popping up. See that little red thing?
Yeah.
Well, now you've got to talk loud enough to see that little red thing popping up and down. So.
Well, let's hear about it. Tell me about the billfold.
Well, billfold is,
I'm going to tell you a little secret about talking. You should talk through your nose.
Oh, for instance. What do you got for Christmas?
Send your voice up into your forehead.
Well,
talk through
your
nose.
Got a recording.
Yes, send your voice. That's
only the Frenchmen talk through their nose.
Sure.
Well, you can talk through your nose. You've studied French, haven't you?
Well, I have studied French, but which does not mean that I want to talk through my nose.
No.
Recording on the wire.
What
do you think of it?
I took two sleds over to the YMCA with Francis Murphy. Franny went down the hill, and then I went down. We found another sled. So we brought that one up the hill. The biggest one on the bottom, which was mine. And then another one, the second biggest, which was mine. Third biggest, which was not mine, the one we found. And then we went down the hill. We walked. There were three trees set up. And standing. And we pulled in and out of them. Then the third tree on the bottom one, we crashed into.
Mr. Hiss asked Mr. Chambers to speak, so he could hear his voice. Next, Mr. Hiss asked to look at Mr. Chambers' teeth. Mr. Hiss said he couldn't be positive, and identified him until he had consulted Mr. Chambers' dentist to see just what work the dentist had done on Mr. Chambers' teeth.
Strange as that sounds, that's absolutely correct, Mr. Andrews.
This program is being brought to you by Henry Porter, Myrtle McLeod, who covers Washington morning, noon, and night. Now back to our station.
And I said, I can go, Fran. Can you go, Fran? He says, no. He says, can you? I says, yes. And then so... Girl, what do you want for Christmas?
get satisfied.
What do you mean satisfied?
When my mother and father won't let me get a two-wheeler bicycle.
And why not, little girl?
Because they think I'll go out in the road.
Well, they may be right after all. You're older since you didn't have one.
Playback, previous recording, sounded like you were a professional trying to get a job in radio. You'll make a lot of money there. Sell soap, and you'll sell suds, and you'll sell soap, and you'll sell suds, and you'll sell soap and suds. And packages, and you tell them all about the box tops that they have to send in. Also, you can... You have to put up the volume control. No, I think it is okay now. You have to speak loud.
Darrell's going to call me at 6:30. He called me up to find out what he could get to. He's going to give to his father and mother-in-law for something about a little bit of an overnight bag.
Is it for a man or a woman?
They both use it.
Well, yeah, all right. There's something airplane luggage?
Yeah, all the airplane, something worth another, you know, around 15
bucks. $50, is that taxes you can spend?
Yeah.
Huh? Are you busy today, Matt?
Busy as hell, yes.
Okay.
Hey, Christ, look at my clothes.
I know, that's why I say, see, all dirty now.
Christ, I went in front of, up the house and put in two plugs up there.
For
the Christmas trees. Forestry.
Loving you till I die.
That the Justice Department had done everything possible to investigate the case. The House Committee did bring the two men together in a New York hotel room. It was one of the most dramatic scenes I've ever witnessed.
What card? I have no cards in my pants, like, I never carry, I'm not a chipper. Stick ace out. What ace? I know, you know I never cheat in cards, I never played cards in my life. All right, I'll admit that I've played cards before, but I never chipped before, and I didn't chip you then.
You'll be sorry, I'll get you. You'll be sorry yourself if
Well,
let's see how much more tape you wire.
Do you have anything else to say? No!
Why not?
I have nothing serious to say. I have one funny joke before I go. So long, and I hope I don't trip over Maggie when I come in the door. She always is at the door, and they chain her out there.
There's nothing wrong with your radio. This is a bit of a more abstract bit of the Music Concrete kind of composition by Bob Rainey that we've been listening to. The source material for this piece comes from a wire recording title of this piece is When You Talk, You Hear From the Other Side. That was When You Talk, You Hear From the Other Side by Bob Rainey. Cut up and mixed together excerpts of a rather old Wire recording. I'm going to play the other side of that record now. Thank you. That was Bob Rainey with The Other Side of What from 2012. Now here is some quite a bit older T. tape experiments by Mr. William S. Burroughs.
We're recording studio in the country.
Yes, there's no use to make copies of this material. It's been made on God knows what time.
It can often be improved.
I was fooling around with these tapes in hotels, like the Empress Hotel, the Lee Hotel. I have one tape recorder, sell that and get another. Sometimes I have two. So it was very...
Spoken word, though, can't be improved.
By making him sob, he thinks it's not enough. How can you be sure he's obeying your will and not his own? Powers in inflicting pain and humiliation. A world which will grow not less but more merciless as it refines itself. There will be no motions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. Everything else we shall destroy. The sex instinct will be eradicated. We shall polish the orgasm. The thrill of victory and the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. That's all we need, boy. In your case, the worst thing in the world happens to be rats. Outburst and squeals from the cave.
Burroughs, and now Jana Winderen.